Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. A girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone! She's gone!
A rather ill, as in sick, Brian Kilby here with you. Have a little head cold, so I'll be brief. On the show this week, we have The ATT Buzz by John DeLuna, a review of Super Wild Ride, written by Matrix Prime and performed by the computer. We also have what else do we have? The return of the original trivia. I say the original trivia because the radio station that I work for, the 9:30 program every day is called Original Trivia. So I basically just stole it. let me see here. About the review of Super Wild Ride, there will be a few pictures on the website, courtesy of Matrix Prime. Just check that out. Also on the show, we have another Bad Poets Corner. This week, the poem is written by Turin. It's called History, if I recall correctly. And that's pretty much it. There is no news from Cybertron this week because I'm not very funny. Well, I'll stand by that statement. I've not really had a lot of time this week due to family being in from Missouri. And I've been with them all week. And that's why it's a bit late. I didn't want to do the show as they were leaving because I'll probably get some funny looks from them. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed the William Shatner, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds at the beginning of the show. We'll finish that off at the end, and I guess I'll play it in its completion. You gotta love Shatner. Anyway, coming up now here on Radio Free Cybertron, if I can get it out, is John DeLuna with the ATT Buzz.
You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. The first, the best, the Optimus Prime, if you will.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and this week will probably be a little light, maybe a little shorter than usual because, well, nothing happened on ATT this week. In fact, nothing happened for the past few weeks as far as good quality Transformer news. Magmatron has started to come out in Target stores, so congratulations for everybody who wanted a Neo leader but never had the cash or never had the desire to shell out $50 to $60 for Magmatron and Big Convoy, or over $30 for each one separately. And from what I've seen, it's pretty much the same toy, different spark, different packaging, functified packaging that basically says, look at me, I'm from Japan. Pick me up, kiddies. I'm rare. I'm foreign. I'm cool anime. Buy me. Kind of like Fox with their anime invasion. Anime is hot, so Fox catches in on it with pushing Digimon and dinosaurs and all that stuff. And speaking of Digimon, I got the honor, the pleasure, the pain of seeing Digimon the movie a couple days early before its national release last Thursday, if I recall, for free. And thank God I didn't pay for it. It was a good movie. It was crazy. It was good crazy. It was so bizarre and so off the wall. It made so much nonsense that I loved it. If you've ever seen Digimon the series, you'll know. It's psychedelic. It's crazy. And the movie was just like the series, only turned up a notch. It was a good kind of crazy. It was one of the better movies I've seen all year because it was so bad. I mean, it was just shamelessly insane. Now, as far as other things that happened on ATT this week that I'll get into more detail with, Hasbro. It looks like Hasbro is cutting back. They're cutting the fat on their company, and that's pretty much understood. If you've ever seen their stock prices lately, in the past year or so, they've plummeted. Hasbro is not. Whether you love Transformers made by them or you hate Transformers by them, whether you're a troll that doesn't know anything at all about Transformers, that just loves Takara robots or anything Japanese and hates Hasbro, Hasbro sucks, dude. Takara rules. Takara loves me. Takara saves me. No matter what, how irrational you are, you've got to admit, no matter love or hate Hasbro Transformers, you have to admit by looking at the stock prices and the way that company is handled, it is not a very good company. It's in shambles. I mean, if you can't turn a profit in the last 3 years by owning Transformers, G.I. Joe, Pokemon, something's wrong. You can't have the craze of the late 90s like Pokemon and not be able to turn a hell of a profit. And Hasbro has not. And stockholders have seen that, and the stock's gone down. The value of the company's gone down. It's pretty much been in disarray for a while now. And it looks like now several of the company's toy manufacturing companies and factories are going to be shut down. And they're going to cut the undesirable, unneeded parts of the company, which is good. Make for a tighter, more concise, more productive company. You got to cut the fat. You got to cut your losses. You got to start over. Hopefully this won't mean much for the Transformers. I doubt it, because Beast Machines, Beast Wars, Transformers as a whole has been one of their best franchises. I mean, it's pretty much gone without stop somewhere in this world since 1984. You can't beat that. Okay, moving on to something a little more positive as far as Hasbro goes. It looks like we're going to get repaints of the Deployers. If you like Deployers like me, I didn't buy any, but I love the idea. You have something to look forward to. Trench, Burrow, and Crow are the names of three new Deployers that are going to be coming out later this year, maybe at the beginning of next year. And chances are about 90% that they're going to be repaints of Dio, Mole, and Rav, which is disappointing, I guess, when you think about it at first. But on second thought, if you realize that Hasbro was this close to not releasing any more Deployers, any more Beast Riders, or the like, these repaints are a good thing, because it shows that sales of the first Deployers and Beast Riders were good enough that Hasbro decided to go ahead with at least repaints. And if these sales are good, well, you might get to see some new molds, some new Deployers. Maybe, hopefully, these repaints will be for the Viacon Deployers, something to balance it out. Also, it looks like some more Beast Machine toys planned for next year. A motorcycle drone, a tank drone, an attack bird, a unicorn. Not Unicron. Unicorn. And I don't see why people are getting worked up over this. I've seen a lot of people get worked up over the fact that they're making a basic unicorn. As if, because a unicorn isn't like a real animal, there's something wrong with that. Look, people. Look at Geckobot. What the heck is that? It's not an animal. Or, I don't know, Iguanus. I mean, it's a lizard. Sure, it looks kind of like a lizard, but what kind of lizard? There is no lizard on Earth that looks like that. I mean, all the Transmetal 2s are not real lizards. Birds, dinosaurs, whatever. They're all pretty much fantasy creations, or they're so warped, you might as well not consider them animals. Also, Rapticon and Tyranotron, repainted Transmetal 2 Dinobot and repainted Transmetal Pterosaur, respectively, look like they're going to be part of the Dinobot subline. I'm surprised that they're continuing the Dinobot subline, because Magmatron, T-Rex, and the four Neo Deluxes, they made a nice set, and I never saw the Dinobot line going as far as it did. Even Magmatron pushed it. But there you go. Another sign that even though on the whole Hasbro's struggling, their profits suck, their company is in shambles as far as administration goes, the Transformer line is selling marginally well at least. And these new toy releases, this new info on toys, these possible new toys, is a sign that they want to keep this line, at least, and, you know, Pokemon and whatever, alive and kicking. We're one of the few things that's actually working for Hasbro. That and Hasbro Interactive, which is video games, and Frogger and crap like that. But that's off topic, and this isn't ATT. But this is the ATT Buzz, and that's all for this week, because I told you, nothing happened. Pray to God tonight that something happened. Pray to Unicron or whoever, whatever. Just write your congressman, write your Hasbro representative, go to Toys R Us, blow on the window, lick the window, whatever, harass, throw bricks through the windows, whatever, burn the place down. Just pray that we get some relevant Transformer news in the next few weeks so ATT can heat up again. I'm sure in the next few weeks, as Beast Machines comes to a close, we're going to have some conversation over that and the wretched, in my opinion, of course, ending to Beast Machines, the unavoidable, horrid ending to that series. Also, if you're planning on watching Beast Machines this weekend, don't, because they're having a Digimon marathon. Yay! That's the ATT Buzz. I am John DeLuna.
Radio Free Cybertron.
And thank you there, John. Am I the only person who is actually considering getting that DVD set, the G1 DVD set, even though it'll be like $200? I mean, you know, not that I'm a DVD fanatic. I don't even own a DVD player, but I do intend to buy one just for the Transformers movie DVD. And, well, there are a few other things I want, like the original Batman movie and maybe Amadeus, which I saw both today in a Best Buy paper or Circuit City one for like $10 each, which I think is an excellent deal. But, you know, that's just icing on the cake. I've sort of grown to where I can't stand watching my VCR. Basically, everything I watch is in real video. Not that the quality's that great, but I can retrieve it at any moment. If I don't watch something, I just click on it. There's no rewinding of a tape, nothing like that. That's kind of similar to how a DVD works, of course. And I've been spoiled by that. That's why I've yet to buy any Gundam Wing videos. I've been recording them, though. I'll admit that. Well, either way, I digress. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron is the computer. And as you can tell by listening, by the sound quality, the computer must have a cold, too.
C24 Super Wild Ride Review by Matrix Prime. The super versions of the Car Brothers, Mach Alert, Wild Ride, Speedbreaker are packaged in boxes like all of the new car robot toys are. The toys are packaged in robot mode, unlike their original counterparts that were packaged in vehicle mode on a card. The Super Car Brothers have gold wheels and engines, which classifies them as Super. Okay, on to the review. Quick overview, Super Wild Ride is a SUV painted with a rally car color scheme. His colors are white, red, and green. Car mode. In car mode, Super Wild Ride looks exactly like a rally car. In car mode, he sports a spare tire on the back, step bars on the sides below the doors, and a brush guard on the front. His colors are red, white, and green and really make him stand out. Super Wild Ride has rubber tires with the word Transformers printed on them. While in car mode, the doors open revealing the inside of the SUV and the hood open showing off his gold-plated engine. He also has a sunroof that can be opened slightly, but this is not documented in the instruction. Painted on the hood are the words Cybertron Wild. Painted on the doors are Wild 24. 24 standing for his release number. He is the 24th Cybertron toy in the car robots line. My thoughts, his vehicle mode is great, but if his robot mode is much better. Robot mode, this is the only way to display this toy. While the vehicle mode is fantastic, the robot mode is so much better. In robot mode, Super Wild Ride has about 15 points of articulation. plus or minus 1 or 2 depending on what you consider articulation. In robot mode, Super Wild Ride looks determined. He has no right hand. No right hand, you say? Yep, no right hand. Instead, a sword is inserted where his hand should be. On his left arm, the hood of the SUV is mounted, which can act as a shield. You might think this looks kinda bulky, but it looks awesome under his forearm, which is basically the front part of the SUV, is a gold Cybertron Autobot symbol. He can hold a blade, slash, shield in his left hand and can have a gun mounted on his back. Super Wild Ride has a face which reminds me of a Decepticon, but nevertheless, he is a Cybertron. My thoughts: in robot mode, Super Wild Ride takes second place to Black Battle Convoy, in my opinion. He displays very well and looks like a real threat to the Destrons. I recommend picking him up. I got him for $26, so he isn't that much. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give this toy a solid 9. Great buy, and well worth the money.
And we'd like to thank Matrix Prime for the review there. Goldimus Prime will be... I don't know if he has it handy, but he'll also send me God Magnus review. I don't have God Magnus, but my friend does. And I take back everything I've ever said about Super Fire Convoy. Well, maybe not. But Super Fire God Magnus, whatever. You know, it's pretty awesome. I don't know. What's the name for it, Chris? Oh, you're not here. You can't tell me. you can tell I'm delirious, can't you? We'll make do. But the combined mode with Fire Convoy is pretty awesome. I mean, it takes a lot to impress me, but from just, you know, sheer mass and volume, it's pretty cool. It's reminiscent of Godzinra, which is a toy that a lot of people covet. I don't have the God Bomber component, but I am working on getting one. But from what I've seen, pictures and everything, he's very nice. And all I can say is that combination between God Magnus and Fire Convoy is pretty awesome. And it's a lot better than I was expecting. It's like one big muscle of... you know, Destron destroying power. Pretty cool. Let me see here. Coming up on the show now, for the long-time listeners of RSC, you'll remember this, or the not-so-long-time listeners who've listened to the archive, which needs to be put back up, we have trivia. And I'll explain that after this.
Who will join me? Who will give up the power to transform, to become stronger, faster, more alive?
Okay, trivia. I used to say, you know how it goes, but some of you don't. So we'll start off with the basics. I will play a clip from an episode of the Transformers. It may be G1, maybe Beast Wars, Beast Machines. It may even be from the Japanese series. I've done that before to trick people up. And someone actually got that. I was slightly impressed. Well, not slightly, very. But I'll play a clip from an episode, and what you do is you email me, brian@tfradio.com, brian@tfradio.com, and tell me what episode this comes from. As long as you give me the episode title, you don't have to discern whether it's Beast Machines or Beast Wars or what have you, because, you know, you sort of realize what it is if you tell me the episode name. As usual, I play the clip twice so you can get it, and if you miss it, the clip will be available on the homepage for the duration of 1 week. And those of you who get it correct, after you email me, I will go over the list of the people that got it correct next week, and you'll hear your name on Radio Free Cybertron. Hey, you know, we don't spend any money on this. What do you expect? Well, actually, we do spend money on it. And that's why we're broke, that we collect Transformers. Have you been seeing the prices and stuff have been going on eBay Wow. Art fire, everything. but I digress again. Just for the sake of time, here we go with the clip. And remember, I'll play it again.
Destroyed.
You've done it!
You know what it is? I'll play it again, and if you still don't know, it'll be on the homepage. And just remember that email address, brian@tfradio.com. Here we go.
Destroyed.
You've done it!
And, that was the original trivia. I need to come up with a nice bumper for that. What have we got left? Bad Poets Corner. Which is like my favorite segment, by the way. This week's poem is called History. Robots in disguise, fighting for their lives. Cars and planes, lots of pain. Autobots talk a lot. Decepticons laugh on and on. Robots in disguise, fighting for their lives. More than meets the eye. And that was by Turin, which you can reach at T, at tfradio.com. A short show, shorter than usual, anyway. If you need to contact me, brian@tfradio.com. I'm sorry I didn't get the rest of the Cold Hard Slag interview up. I didn't have time. If you want to listen to it, just check out coldhardslag.com or wheezebucket.com. And again, for the staff of Radio Free Cybertron, this is Brian Kilby signing off till next week.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sign in her eyes, and she's gone!
Horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone!
Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters, with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. A girl with kaleidoscope